Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more.
In the coming few episodes, we're going to focus on an interesting combination. Two of my big interests. One is positive psychology, and you've heard me talk about this a lot on this podcast. You know, the idea from positive psychology is that we can research how human beings function optimally and how to increase their well-being. The thing is, like, talking to your kids about positive psychology and its, you know, scientific benefits usually is not a conversation that's going to go over well. Unless your kid's really interested in it, they're going to dive into it. But if not, they're going to be like, Mom, Dad, why are you coming up with all this stuff? So one interesting approach to this, both in education and in parenting, is actually a book that's called Positive Psychology at the Movies, or I think it's actually sarcastically called, you know, there's just one book, Positive Psychology at the Movie, at the Movies Part 2, the sequel, just because it's a movie. But what they do is actually link the idea of watching movies, watching television series as a way of teaching about positive psychology. Positive psychology, for instance, talks about values in action, like the traits that people can have and how they can use them in a positive and a negative way. They talk about different types of happiness and well-being and functioning. And that really becomes very theoretical, abstract, and conceptual. And that makes it hard to work on it with kids. But when you link it up with concrete examples, it becomes so much more interesting. Like if in, you know, school, you're trying to talk to kids about different qualities that people can have, and that even people who might be quote unquote evil or bad people still have qualities. It becomes a completely different conversation if you have a bunch of kids that are really, really enthusiastic about the Harry Potter series and have read all the books and watched all the movies, and you ask them, list out, you know, the character strengths and maybe even weaknesses of Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy. What are Draco's strong sides? What are Draco's, you know, maybe weaker sides? What could he work on? And talking about the idea of, you know, having potential. Harry has potential as a wizard, but it's completely unstructured and organized. But by putting him into wizarding school, he learns to challenge this information. He challenges this energy in a positive way, which is kind of the same as, you know, developing your intelligence or developing skills. So this is a way of talking about all kinds of different, you know, aspects to being human and personal development and stuff that helps us be successful without becoming belligerent. And, you know, in general, you know, biographies are an interesting way of doing that because it forces you to reflect on life. It basically is, you know, psychoeducation that we talked about before, but added to real life and linked in with real life. So what I'm going to do is actually share a bunch of series that that I've really enjoyed, but also that have had really concrete lessons about giftedness and about being smart and about being different than other people. And maybe, you know, a lot of parents will have seen them, but, you know, watch them with your kids. And some might be a little bit older, but this might be a way to and have a bonding experience, you know, get out the popcorn and really make this a family activity or family, you know, thing. Once a week, we'll watch something and then we'll have dinner afterwards and we'll talk a little bit about what happens. And so this is a way to really link in with real life examples, you know, what different positive psychology lessons could entail. So I'm going to go through a whole bunch of series that I loved, from, you know, a movie Matilda or Good Will Hunting, or a series like The Pretender or Scorpion, which are not the highest grade of television series, but still they hold a lot of interesting lessons about, you know, being smart, being gifted, and what you can do with it. So I hope this provides some inspiration for you to either rewatch those series, watch those series with your kids, and do the same reflections on, you know, giftedness. And otherwise, you can, you know, just listen to me be enthusiastic about different series and find out what lessons I found in them and how you can apply those in your life. So, exercise for you is think about a movie that really touched you, that made a difference for you, and that you actually learned something about. And, you know, think about, like, is this a movie I could watch together with my kids in a valuable way? Even like Disney movies, like they all have a lot of morals and lessons and stuff like that that you could talk about. So how could you leverage the power of movies even more?
If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.